Bombshell House Judiciary Report, Criminals. Sex traffickers used Biden-Harris parole pipeline to get into U.S. by John Binder on November 22, 2024. Migrants tied to criminality, sex traffickers, and fraudsters have used President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's parole pipeline to get into the United States, a bombshell interim staff report from the House Judiciary Committee reveals. The report details the fraud and abuse plaguing the administration's CHNB program, designed to get Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans into the U.S. by having them bypass the southern border and, instead, fly into domestic airports. Since January 2023, the CHNB program has welcomed 531,620 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to American towns. Since January 2021, President Joe Biden and Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris have welcomed 7.7 million illegal aliens into the United States, including at least 1.9 million known illegal alien gotaways, the report begins. To mask the border crisis and artificially decrease historically high border encounters, President Biden and Vice President Harris implemented programs and policies that allowed aliens to bypass the southwest border so they would not be included as encounters in Border Patrol data. In particular, the administration created, without congressional authorization, what it called lawful pathways for illegal aliens to enter the U.S. One such avenue is the Biden-Harris administration's categorical parole program for nationals of Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, CHNV. Emphasis added. Through CHNV, each month up to 30,000 aliens, who otherwise have no basis to enter the country and who have a supporter in the United States, can bypass the U.S. border and fly directly into the country on commercial flights to be granted parole for a period of 2 years by the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. As of the end of September 2024, more than 531,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans had done so. The CHNV supporter must file a Form I-134A, online request to be a supporter and declaration of financial support, Form I-134A, with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, and must agree to provide the CHNV beneficiary with financial support for the duration of their parole in the United States. The CHNV alien then arrives at a U.S. airport where a DHS official paroles the alien into the country. Once paroled, the alien can apply for a work permit. Emphasis added. In particular, the report suggests that Biden and Harris have enabled fraud, undermined national security, and endangered public safety, all in favor of ensuring that hundreds of thousands of otherwise illegal aliens can come to the U.S. through CHNV. According to the report, fraudulent documents have been used by CHNV applicants to claim that they have the financial means to get to the U.S. Likewise, some applicants admitted that the income listed on their application may have derived from criminal activities. In some cases, migrants were admitted to the U.S. through the CHNV program despite not residing in Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, or Venezuela, the four nations that the program was designed to aid. The report also found that sex traffickers have potentially used CHNV to exploit women and girls, detailing that a fraud analysis of CHNV applications revealed that some applications that were sent from the same IP addresses were submitted on behalf of a high proportion of female CHNV aliens. In one such case, 21 supporter applications were submitted from the same IP address on behalf of 18 females and only 3 males, the report states. At least 6 of the females were under the age of 18. In August, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas temporarily shut down the CHNV program over reports of fraud and abuse. Only weeks later, though, Mayorkas announced that the program would be restarted despite warnings from Congress. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.